Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
Daily FX Market News.
March 9, 4 o'clock America, New York, USD forecast. Euro reprieve could be the calm before another storm. All eyes are on tomorrow's ECB interest rate decision as USD attempts to stage a comeback. However, further downside is favored as Russian tensions plague the euro.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
March 9, 3:36 America, New York, stock futures, global indexes rise as oil extends climb. U.S. stock futures ticked higher, signaling major indexes could rebound from losses that came after the U.S. banned imports of Russian oil and natural gas.
New York Times Business.
March 9, 3 o'clock America, New York, loss of Russian oil leaves a void not easily filled, straining market. Global production will take time to ramp up, so the U.S. and other buyers will chase limited supplies, creating upheaval unseen in decades.
BBC News Business.
March 9, 0:51 America, New York, war in Ukraine, Fitch Ratings warns Russian bond default imminent. This week, Moscow said that its sovereign bond payments may be affected by international sanctions.
Global economy.
March 9, 0:46 American New York, first FT, US and UK ban Russian oil and gas imports. Plus, NHS on unsustainable financial trajectory and brutal selling knocks Tiger Cub hedge funds.
Armstrong Economics. March 9, 0:08 America New York, Putin explains the importance of the Minsk agreement to Zelensky, 2019. Putin was deeply involved in securing the Minsk agreement long before Zelensky came to power. Although people are calling the current attack on Ukraine unprovoked, Putin attempted to achieve some diplomatic relations with Ukraine regarding the Donbass region and Russian-speaking Ukrainians years ago.
Armstrong Economics.
March 9, 0:03 America New York, boycotting anything Russian. Stolichnaya Vodka plans to rebrand their product to sound less Russian. This comes on the tail of restaurants, businesses, and bars refusing to sell any product with Russian branding, regardless of the origin.
Global economy.
March 9, 0:00 America, New York, ECB pursues flexibility as divisions deepen over Ukraine crisis. Investors bet central bank will aim for compromise while it learns how to live with high inflation and lower growth.
New York Times Business.
March 8, 23:33 America, New York. How a ban Russian oil imports could affect the U.S. economy. The White House is stopping Russian energy imports as the country wages war on Ukraine, which could push American gas prices even higher. If the ban on Russian oil boosts commodity prices and pushes up the cost of gas at the pump, that will add to the inflationary pain that is already dogging consumers.
Daily FX Market News.
March 8, 2300 America, New York, USD rebound looks untenable as ECB, Fed policy divergence grows amid war risks. The euro is trading slightly higher against the US dollar, but an extended rally may not be in the cards as geopolitics drive growing divergence in policy between ECB and Federal Reserve policy.
BBC News Business.
March 8, 2029 America, New York, war in Ukraine. Warning oil sanctions will further hit UK living costs. Plans to ban or curb Russian oil and gas imports will further hit UK living standards, analysts say. Wall Street Journal Markets. March 8, 1950 America, New York, US probes options trade that gained on Microsoft Activision deal. Entertainment industry titans Barry Diller and David Geffen made purchases just days before the merger was announced.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
March 8, 1950 America, New York. U.S. probes options trade that gained on Microsoft Activision deal. Entertainment industry titans Barry Diller and David Geffen made purchases just days before the merger was announced.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
March 8, 1922 America, New York, Macy's shifts focus to investments, buybacks after paying down COVID debt. The department store chain is refinancing $850 million in bonds coming due in the next 2 years.
Marginal Revolution.
March 8, 1847 America, New York, what should I ask Jamal Green? I will be doing a CWT for him. Here is part of his Wikipedia page. Jamal K. Green is an American legal scholar whose scholarship focuses on constitutional law.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
March 8, 1744 America, New York, is Nicole Hannah Jones right?
Nicole Hannah Jones, 45, retweeted a post Sunday claiming that supremacy around the media coverage of the war isn't even subtle, while sharing a clip of an Al Jazeera report citing the prosperous middle class in Ukraine who were desperately trying to board a train to escape the war-ravaged country.